Nee. Es una brava Jesua Wipetana Mone Tukehere Ucha Naba Krina Hehe Hehe Yuaru Dako Hehana. And I get here. Trosu te kaukuana warure.
These are comments on looking at figure 1A and B of Specs Catawba Hunting, Trapping, and Fishing. Just say a few words in Indian about the what you think about this picture, these pictures, or these things.
Yep. Kape. It's got one, right? Deka tasana. Deka tasare. Yep kape itchka wonre. Deka tasare.
Figure 6 of the same.
Yep kare. You show it, are you? Yep, Gra, you show it, are you? Yep, Gra, you show it, are you? That's a gig, what a gig fish.
How about this?
It's down there.
Yeah.
That's a boat, canoe.
Can you say that?
Namasa, yeah, Namaya. The Mikasa, yeah, the Maya. The Mahe.
What about this over here?
Is that a basket?
I think it's a thing made out of a gourd.
Water gourd, isn't it?
Water gourd?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try the next.
You said that this pot filled with water.
Okay. Alright.
It was Kasa Yaya Tusha Yaya Tusha. Mm-hmm.
How about this? There's figure 29.
Where? Deka, it's gone boxer. Dete, it's gone boxer. Dete, it's gone boxer.
How about figure 30? You remember that?
Mm-hmm. I made that trap.
You want to say it?
Mm-hmm. If I remember what I did there, Kachin Weepsuna. Kachin Weepsuna. I'll read down on that. Okay?
Let's see what he says.
The bird gets trapped and I know what it is, but in my word, I don't know how to have it.
Kuchin Tukchuk or Tuksuk. Bird fall house, he translates.
Bird house.
Kuchin
Tuksuk.
Tukchuk or Tuksuk. Or he said Sak Tihare. for those?
Kuchin Tuksukuri, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kuchin Tuksukuri. Kuchin Tuksukuri. Kuchin Tuksukuri.
And how about this? Figure 33.
Iwatabara. Iwatabara. Iwatabara.
You want to say what it's for?
Iwatabara, that means it's catch fishing.
Uh-huh.
That's what caught fishing.
What
works.
About this? Can you see that? A man with one of these.
He's shooting it.
What about this? Figure 34.
Yin nama, ukehre, yakehre. Yeah, hukba. Tonsa, but true. I can't eat that too much. Chewy, not a tonsa, no, no, a tonsa. Caught a chew tonner, and then a chew, yamata, but a tonner. Is that chewy? Right. Shrikano, I don't, and it's a tonner.
Do you want to say it in English now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just put
it in
English now.
The story I was trying to tell, that when I was a boy, we had whip snakes. And I remember once that we had an old dog and went out in the woods, watered some holes on an old stump, and caught the old dog and tied all of them. It was beating, hooping it real good. My stepfather went up to with a gun and shot him. Kanea, yeah. I cut good at Tara. Brona, Pei, Kaan, Hakpia Tara. And look that. Yeah, give me Bartana. Can you? He's going to. Oh, yeah. He's on my cat, huh? Yeah, water.
Tell me the way you told me the other day.
It's a snake. When they said brought there, he broke up, fell into pieces. My brother went down there and killed him, and he hit him and fell all to pieces. And he went back a little later, and the snake done gathered itself back together. My brother took his head part and threw it in the river. He couldn't get back together no more, and he died. My mother used to tell the children the old Indian stories. One story I remember she told, way back in the beginning, there was no fire on earth, only what the buzzard had. The buzzard sat with the wings stretched all around what little fire they had, and they wouldn't let nothing else go to it to get in the fire, get warm. So she said one day that a rabbit came along with some rich lighting between his toes. And he told the buzzard he wanted to warm his feet just a little bit. So the buzzard dodged the wing up and let the rabbit warm his feet. And these pine rich pine caught a fire and he jumped out in the straw patch. He set the straw patch fire. And after that, they said that's fire all over the world. Ishina, do pahe no tare. Akane, in papa sare, isne, in paturare. Pomo, mada, inpa, pature, mare. Ichwe, Ipa, Wipre, Wong, Kasukmunda, Wuranchure. Akane, Yaya Pasare. Kaya Iskan. Yeah, too much. Sydney, Mada, yeah, the cook's mare. It's kind of up here, churna. He put a kind of turret. Yeah, hooks or churra.
Say it in English?
Well, I said there was a turtle. One time there was no water. Okay. One time there was no water, so the old story said. And the old mud turtle, the only one had a little water. And he was sitting on top of it, without nothing to go out and drink none. The fox went there and told the turtle he'd like to have a little drink of water. The turtle raised up a little and let the fox lap a little water. And then they scratching on them and started the water running. And the water been flowing ever since. This more persistent. Drink, yep, drink. It's more my cash, right? I saw her, right?
Say it in English.
Got touch of saw mouth, and I'm using cinnamon bark. Bark off cinnamon limb to wash my mouth with. Akshaya, it's more tars, akuna tara. Yunkshi sambe, yunkshi ya sambe. Some more water. And the tars are water. They get tars are. I'll get that thing up there a little bit. The white lady got me to make a pipe, and she won't give it to no colored woman, very old lady. Said she loves smoking in the pipe, so I made one for her. Unknown is chief of the Catawba Indians. We used to have a leader called King Hegler. And he was a great scoutman. He could take a little bunch of men and kill out a whole regiment. And during at this period, the Cherokees and the Catawba got in a battle. And King Hegler was a great leader. And he whooped every regiment he got into. One day, Tuscaroans bushwhacked him and killed King Hegler. And after he killed him, it seemed like the other Indians took advantage. As the Catawba didn't know how to lead the battle, and they were putting their killing out. We're off with the great King Hegler.
Is that an Indian?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. My gosh, right. Yeah, my God, the pen. Watch your air. Watch your air. You got a hand. Create a tunnel. Yeah. Just growing. Yeah, just growing. You got to Higuara. Higuara, I'm tired. Yeah. Catawba. Higuara, Panara. King Hegler. Hey, hey. Tell us in English first of all. That was a white man. Many moons ago, studied about the Catawba Indian language. Dr. Frank J. Speck was his name. He worked amongst our people a long while. He done some wonderful work. He wrote many good histories about the Catawba Indians and also the language. A man will never forget. And I might say it's been a great language, but if one could use it, all died but one. That happened to be Chief Sam Blue.
Yes. Can you put it on in Indian?
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Akshant. Yeah. And da era. Topachui. Yeah. Here at Tano. In Kuehra, Yek Atep Emisara. Yek Inda Atep Awaratara, Dime Harera, Harera. Many moons ago, my mother, a Catawba squaw, and there was a Cherokee man of the Cherokee tribe was going with her. And the Cherokee believed in witchery, I suppose. So one night, my mother and this Cherokee and his brother, another lady, was coming along the road. Tend to the mud hole in the road. By the time I got there, the little fella jumped up that mud hole and grabbed around the leg. He was about to throw her down. She screamed and hollered and grabbed his Cherokee by the shoulder. He held her up. He talked to this little person, whatever it was, in his own native tongue, and he went away and left him. And they went on down to the house. They opened the door and went in. There was a hooting owl sitting there in the ashes. He had no feathers on, one little pin feathers. Then he looked at it and he flew it out and lit upon the old joys across the house. And all at once he put out a whole lot of feathers. And this Cherokee George Owl went and talked to this owl, lit upon his shoulder. He walked to the door and he flew it away, and he said that was some of his people come and seen him. Because he was down there with some other Indian girl.
Can you try it in Indian?
Well, I get some of them, I want to get talking about it. Ixchina. Oh, you want to speak on ya? Ixchina. Cherokee. Yeah. Way Medaji. Sukma Damakte Ipa Tasa Huhu Kamara. Dakistri Hapon Suk Tasa Hukpura. Ta Puhara. Yeah. Hapore. Surmadan. Tuhal. Atuhatara.
Tell me a little bit about, when was the last time you spoke Catawba?
It was the last time.
Yeah, when, how long ago was it that your sister died?
Me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long ago when I last spoke Catawba?
Yeah.
Today? Yeah.
I mean, when you spoke with anybody, how long ago was it when your sister died?
Oh. It's been there 2 years.
Before she died, how often did you see her?
Oh, about once a month, sometimes twice a month, not too often.
Uh-huh. And when you saw her, did you usually speak English with her?
No. I speak native tongue. I went saw her mostly when she was lying on dying bed, when she was sick. I'd walk in, I'd say, Yo Pentanaji, Hachu, Yo Pentanaji. And she'd tell me, Prince Rhea, Prince Charles, something like that, you know.
Well, then would you go on from there in English?
Part of it, and sometimes drop back one of our own words.
Uh-huh. So it'd be sort of mixed English and Catawba.
That's right.
Then let's see. Was it Bob Harris, the other one?
Robert L.
Robert L. Harris. How long ago was it that he died?
Robert had been dead. About 2 years.
About 2 years?
Two.
How often did you used to see him before he died?
I didn't see him too often. I don't suppose I see him about 4 or 5 times a year. See, he lived back up on the river. I lived back in that section.
When you did see him, did you speak to him in English?
We'd say how we're getting along in our own language, then talk a few words in English, because his wife was a white woman that speaks so she could understand us.
Well, how about when you were a boy, when you were first growing up, what language did you speak with your mother and father?
Well, I used partly both, but I spoke mostly native tongue, our Indian language to one another. Well, I learned English from a child, but I soon got along. Funny if I could talk, my aunt at Tequila was a white lady, and she used English to me. My mother, she used native tongue, Indian.
So you learned both together.
That's right.
From the beginning.
And my aunt was a sickly woman, and my mother was stout. And my mother gave her the housework, and she took the fieldwork. And my aunt would talk English to me and make me smoke a pipe. Put me to sleep that way.
And how many brothers and sisters did you have?
There wasn't but three of us, one girl and two boys.
How far apart were they?
Well, my sister and brother was about 5 years apart. And I suppose I came in about 10 years later. Yes, sir. They was at home till we all married off. Sister married first and my brother. We married pretty near the same time, me and my brother married two sisters.
You spoke Catawba with them at home, or English, or both?
We used both. My father, stepfather was a white man, and my mother was an old squaw. So me and my brother and sister and mother would speak the native tongue of one another. I'm about to get married, my brother done my courting. I wasn't 15 years old when I got married. He talked to the girl more than I did.
This was your first wife?
Yeah, it's my first wife.
What was her name?
Her name was Minna Hester. Minna Hester George, who we married.
Did she speak Catawba?
No. Her father was my uncle. He spoke the native tongue, but his wife was half white and she didn't use it.
Did you ever try to teach any of your children to speak?
I tried it, but they wouldn't take it up. They'd laugh about more than one. I believe white children were more interested than our own people were.
When you were a boy, and the kids that you used to play with outside your family, did any of them speak Catawba?
Yes, me and my first cousin, my aunt's son, we spoke it together, D.A. Harris, the old chief.
D.A. Harris.
Yes, sir. Me and him were raised up together and had a sister called Martha Sanders. She used her native tongue, we'd speak to her in our native tongue, and some few others. I was hired out amongst the white people when I wasn't but 8 years old, worked for wages. Of course, had to use English out there all the time until I returned back home again.
That's
right. I went to school on the day of my life. Had no education, can't read or write.
But you speak surprisingly well for somebody.
Well, it's funny, a person got no education and teaching school to you.
stories in English. You've got a very good way of telling stories.
Thanks. I'm good to tell stories.